Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
The historic General Post Office on O'Connell Street in Dublin. You heard Bernie mention this story about facing redevelopment. It's expected it's going to incorporate all of the existing functions that are there, including the post office. But what else would you like to see? What should the GPO include? Or should it just stay as is? Cathy is with me on the line today. Cathy, you're a tour guide in Dublin. Mm-hmm. Does the GPO yes. need a facelift or a full makeover?
Absolutely. No. Not the original facade. I really would be against them doing anything to that, because pretty much every guest that I would take on a walk-in tour, for example, one of the things they're going to ask, can they see Trinity College? Can they see the GPO? So absolutely not. I would leave it perfectly as it is. I don't know why we just seem to be getting a little bit obsessed. It's like Stephen Green. You know, let's change. I think the GPO of all the buildings in the whole city, it's the most iconic building, so we should do absolutely nothing to the main building. Honestly, I'm even amazed this is being handed over to the OPW, because even listening to that story there about Barnardo's, like, the money could be going to a lot more useful things. But that aside, if they were going to redevelop it, the street is a mess. Like, I think just let's call it how it is. You can't walk down the street now without open drug dealing, homeless sitting there begging, a whole pile of different nationalities swinging around. And the place is dirty and grimy and the whole lot. And I honestly feel if we were going to give the building over to anything, I'd be giving it over to the police. Get extra police into the city and use it as accommodation, affordable accommodation for either the police, the nurses, the teachers, and the people that we actually do need in the city providing a service. Like, the building is huge. Mm. People look at the front of it. But actually, if you walk the whole way down the side street, I'm sure that could be used for, a couple of hundred different people that we need in the city, like the police, to have affordable accommodation. I really don't know why they want to maybe develop it into something that's going to be funny, like, a so-called cultural thing, when the GPO History Museum is there. It's fabulous.
It's funny, Cathy. I would have thought if there was any suggestion around turning the GPO into apartments or, you know, a kind of a glorified hostel to provide accommodation, I would have thought that would have nearly attracted much more criticism that's what was happening to the iconic site. It is still going to include the public post office, the cultural centre. There's going to be, I think, a kind of a public area as well, office accommodation too, maybe for some of the government departments. It seems the whole real plan here, though, is to kind of part of the broader plans to make Dublin City Centre and O'Connell Street, as you mentioned, and some of the issues that people witness there day in, day out, a more attractive place to live and to work. So if there's more services been provided in the GPO, would that help to kind of change the look of O'Connell Street?
I think honestly it's the most iconic building. It should be left as it is. And I honestly think with, you know, anybody who's gone up and down that street, in terms of what I'm saying about accommodation for, say, police or the teachers or the fire brigade people, et cetera, I honestly don't think anyone who has to spend much time on that street would object to it being used for accommodation for people providing that kind of service. Do you know what I mean? Yes, by all means, add in other cultural things and so on, so on. But what we really need is the whole street to get an overhaul. And the only way the street is going to be clean and nice and pleasant and stuff like that is if there is a huge police presence on it and really no reason for people to want to misbehave on the street. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, OK. 1800-453-106 is the number. Daryl Hendley-Rooney is the museum curator with the Little Museum. Daryl is with us here, Cathy, on the line as well. What changes would you like to see to the GPO, Daryl?
Yeah, you know, it's one of those great issues of, you know, what do we do with such an iconic historical site? As Cathy said, I think the idea of doing anything with the facade, nothing can be done to that facade. That is actually all that was left from the 1916 Rising. I mean, some people aren't aware that all that was left was that facade. It was just a shell. So, you know, by the 28th of April, 1916, a fire had completely gutted the GPO as it was, you know, then understood in terms of its physical layout. The roof collapsed. There was nothing there but that shell. And there's some great photographs online that your listeners can look up that speak to that. So, I mean, what we see as the GPO, we have the facade, of course, but everything else, I mean, it's created in the Free State. It's created from 1925 onwards over about, I think it was a 7-year period where they build the office space. It was actually the Board of Public Works who did that work. It was Thomas Joseph Byrne who led that. And you see, so when you go into that grand, you know, hall, the main post office itself, that Art Deco, that's all, you know, that's post-1916. Yeah. So I think our understanding of it as a site, I mean, forget about its association with 1916. Before then, it's their nerve centre for British communications and administration, you know, on the island. It's similar to how we understand the Dublin Castle. So it's about kind of how we've reclaimed these spaces. And I think, you know, while not the GPO is a symbol of our past, yes, that is true. Mm-hmm. But I think it can also be a symbol for our future as well. And I think it can't just remain as a static post office sole function site. I mean, we know that it functions as an amazing, the GPO museum is incredible. We have that there for over a decade. But the idea, and I think as Cathy is saying, bringing in some sort of accommodation and multi-use, you know, as Cathy says, the street itself, there's a lot, it's buzzy. There's a lot of people. When you go down Conn Street, there's throngs of people. But it feels like this sort of, you know, a hub without a heart around that area, you know, this great thoroughfare. It was the main thoroughfare of our city.
Yeah,
the great commerce. Yeah, you know, it's that commerce that we had there. You think about Cleary's, those great department stores. You had Nelson's Pillar, as controversial as it was. You had this great centre of communications, the GPO, this iconic landmark, and the buzz that was happening there. And I think, do you know what? I think we need to be brave in some way, just like those leaders were in 1916, and to think about something else for the future of that building.
So the Minister for Public Expenditure, Jack Chambers, he's going to bring, I think, the kind of the first steps, you know, with the redevelopment plans to the Cabinet today. So we'll have to wait to see what comes from that. But there seems to be a suggestion around a kind of a cultural centre, office accommodation, even retail space as well at the GPO. And they're going to launch this, Darrell, fairly large-scale public consultation to try and kick off a bit of a national conversation about this, which is the very reason why we're doing our own consultation here on Lunchtime Live today to see how the listeners feel about this planned redevelopment. But is that not what they're doing then? I mean, how much braver should they be? Is retail space, office accommodation and a cultural centre, is that not enough?
Yeah, well, some might say there's enough. I mean, there's an argument to be said there's enough retail space on the street itself without, you know, putting anything into the GPO proper. But I suppose the hardest thing is to plan ahead. You know, it's all great to have plans and reports written, but it's, you know, it's very hard to envisage what it will look like and the functionality and its usage. But what can definitely be said is, you know, in terms of the relationship between, you know, whether it's services in the area, as Cathy said, whether it's things like policing, the maintenance of the streets, which, you know, the DCC, you know, do so well. It also comes down to, you know, people living in the area, you know, it's adjacent streets. How do we reconnect the functionality, the services, the retail, the commerce with the people who are living there? But, you know, it's a difficult topic. I don't think there's any right answer. But I think, as you say, consultation is key. Yeah. And finally, well, we're at that point, starting here on the airwaves.
Yeah, we want to hear listeners' views today. Stay with me, Darrell, for a moment. It's 087 1400 106. Robin Mandel is the president of the Institute of Architects and the Dublin Democratic Planning Alliance. Why do we need to redevelop the GPO in the first place, Robin?
We need to redevelop it because its uses have expired, basically. And the last thing we want is an iconic building like this by one of our best architects to lay idle. So finding a use for it is absolutely critical. And I mean, I agree with both the previous speakers. A mix of uses would be really good. I think that the critical thing is getting street level vibrancy so that there is that sort of passive surveillance. I would fundamentally not like to have it as a police station. I think that's too easy an answer to our problems. I don't think that'll work.
What about as an accommodation provider or whether?
Absolutely. I mean, if this were the middle of Paris, you know, most of the upper floors would probably be apartments.
There'd be an expensive penthouse at the top.
Completely supported, but it is quite important that it's heritage is recognised, I know, as you said, that very little was left of it after 1916. But when Francis Johnson designed it in the 1810s, it was a radical building. And it has changed in terms of plan and all that. But it was a really important building. And he was one of our most famous architects, some of really good work. So it's important to remember that heritage and the heritage of the Office of Public Works, who again, as was mentioned under T.J. Byrne, recreated the building after its destruction after 1916. And ironically, it had just been remodeled by the Office of Public Works in 1916. It was just finished and it was spanking brand new. So it's kind of ironic that having happened, it then burnt down within a couple of months. There are layers and layers and patterns of history in there that are really important. Even small things like all our distances in Ireland are measured from the GPO. I mean, that in itself is an intangible piece of heritage that's really important. Well, but the issue of its use is crucial in terms of this being our main thoroughfare. I suggest sort of half jokingly, it would be a wonderful building for the Taoiseach to live in and for government offices to be in, because I guarantee you, if the Taoiseach had to live in O'Connell Street, it would be a very different street to the one we have now.
Yeah, I wonder how he'd feel about that. But there is some suggestion. But there is some suggestion that there would be office accommodation for government, though. You know, so it would actually relocate potentially civil servants or government departments to our capital city's very main street. Martin Gear is with us too, Robin, today on the line. Martin Gear, of course, from Martin Gear Jewellers, based on O'Connell Street. You're a business owner there in the locality. What sort of redevelopment, Martin, would you like to see?
Hi, Andrea. Thank you for having me on. Yeah. Yes, I'd like to see it redeveloped, not as retail, not whatsoever. There's 23 empty shops on Henry Street, Mary Street and Capel Street, and there's no need for further shopping in the city centre whatsoever until those shops are full and put to work.
So no retail. So what? Just a cultural area, cultural spaces? Would you put accommodation?
What your previous caller said, yes, accommodation for essential workers would be genius,
right,
at a discounted rate. Also, wellness is where the growth industry is. I drive past a local pub and there's nobody there. I go in the very, very rare time, there's nobody there, and you can't get car parking space in some of the bigger gyms. They're packed around the clock.
So you think we should find other uses and even if it's accommodation and wellness.
That would be what I'd like to see.
What about this texter who suggests maybe making some kind of a food market or food hall similar to what they have in Cork or cities like Lisbon, a brilliant way to make the building open to the public?
I think that should be reserved for Smithfield, and the Smithfield market should literally copy and paste what they have in Cork, because they have the same building. And they could replicate it 100% overnight.
Yeah, this texter here makes the point today. Of course, the GPO and other historical buildings can be left exactly as they are. Could you imagine changing the Colosseum or any other building where they're thousands of years old in Rome and creating some kind of a redevelopment?
Not in a million years. Leave it exactly as it is and maybe develop the back where it's empty, where there's no office workers. They would have had thousands of workers over the years doing small manual jobs. That's been
But you're not against finding other purposes, Martin, for the use of the space that's within the facility.
Not for the back. I leave the front exactly.
Oh, yeah.
And even about 10 years ago, I spoke to some of the staff there, because I know a lot of them. I used to go in three times a week in the 80s. I did mail order for my parents. They used to ship product, jewellery and stuff to the States. So I was going in three times a week and queuing and talking to them all and banter, etc. And then I spoke to them and I said, what about this redevelopment that's coming? And they said, we'll fight tooth and nail to keep this authentic. That's the staff opinion.
Martha's with us too. Martha, you're an architect and you're co-founder of the Save Stephen's Green campaign. What would you like to see made of the space within the GPO?
Well, I agree with everything that's been said. I think, obviously, there is a huge lack of accommodation in Dublin, and it would help liven the area, of course. I think everything that's been talked about a cultural centre a place that people can actually use the building, it actually makes a lot of sense for a monument like that, while retaining everything that makes it iconic and everything that makes its identity. It would really be useful for it to be a building that people can connect with in a way that's more than a mere passing in front of it and taking a picture. Any building that's accessible to the people, they can naturally develop a connection with it that's more strong than just looking at it from the outside. We have to remember that as important culturally as the GPO is, it's not a statue, it's a monument that's also a building. And in its current state, it's obviously not being used with contact with the people. People are just walking by, and even the shops, as Martin said, they are not currently being used to their full potential. Most of them are closed or just derelict. The back of the building is in a terrible state.
Yeah. Will that help make O'Connell Street a more attractive place to live and work?
I think absolutely yes. If there was a connect, people tend to care and to put effort into the things that they develop connection with. So if the building becomes a hub, not just in terms of accommodation, which of course would be really needed, but also a place that people can go in and spend the afternoon there, maybe open the courtyard a little bit, and have workshops and maybe even a food hall, yes. People will access the building, people will connect with it, and then they will be more open to taking care of it and make it a lively place. Ultimately, that's going to make it a good place to be in.
Another tech suggestion: we should have a huge museum of Ireland within the GPO. The city of Liverpool has a great museum that covers so much. Same with the Ulster Museum in Belfast as well. Another listener says the GPO should be turned into a Garda Central station with responsibility for the north and south inner city. And this listener finally suggests the GPO should be a hotel. It would bring much more life to the street at night as well. Keep your thoughts coming into us. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. How would you like to see the GPO on O'Connell Street redeveloped? As I mentioned, this public consultation is going to kick off as well. And the Minister for Public Expenditure is due to bring the redevelopment plans of the first phase, the first steps of it, to the Cabinet later today. So I'm sure you'll hear plenty more about that on Newstalk throughout the afternoon. Email, as always, lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.